basically four views on hell, but the two main ones are eternal conscious torment and annihilation. Okay, and then mine is a freaky view, which is like hell with an exit, or something, you know. Backtracking in my own story, years ago, I used to go and see an old chap in Oxford called John Wenham in my lunchtimes, and he was a veteran evangelical Bible teacher, very sweet guy, and he was also one of the people who made annihilation sort of acceptable in British evangelicalism. And he converted me to this. And then not long later, John Stott came out and said, I'm an annihilationist, and that suddenly put it on the map. And then the Evangelical Alliance came along and said, gosh, you know, whilst we said that if you believed in annihilation, you couldn't be an evangelical, maybe you can now. Although they did say, if you're a universalist, you can't be an evangelical, so I'm working on them still. I did say to them, you know, I'm a member of the EA, so you want to kick me out. And they haven't kicked me out yet. I became then, for some years, a convinced annihilationist. And I used to read all that kind of contraband literature before it became sort of mainstream. But, of course, you know, I obviously don't think it's true, because if God annihilated us, he can't save us. I think God's going to save everyone, so nobody gets annihilated. The main reason I'm not an annihilationist is because I'm a universalist. So, you know, they're just not compatible. So because I accept the one, I don't accept the other. I do think that the Bible uses the image, not infrequently, of destruction and, you know, annihilating people. And I think that's a very powerful image. I would be very happy to use it, but I wouldn't mean it literally, in the sense of completely extinguishing people. I also think it would be theologically problematic because, as you know, I believe that God is capable of saving everybody, so why would he annihilate them? But if I wasn't a universalist, I would be an annihilationist because the alternative is almost too awful to comprehend. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Well, it is too awful to comprehend. John Wenham taught me that. Actually, Jonathan Edwards taught me that. Reading his Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God is horrendous.